Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I will say it's a tough thing to watch, this public feud. I actually think they're going to reconcile at some point, though, because deep down, I would like to believe they both want the same thing. But we must be very clear, though, that what President Trump wants in this bill, because that really was the forcing function of this kind of this feud and this schism, is exactly what he ran on.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think they're going to reconcile? I mean, this is a breakthrough story in that my wife was actually talking about it last night, which means if a political story has broken through to my wife, it's a big one. This is the Manny Fry Show. We said Ryan and Brad are in. It's actually a rare occasion where just Ryan is in with Ethan and no Brad and no Annie. And these days don't really happen very often. So we still played the Manny Fry Show open. My deepest sincere apologies to Ethan, who is in the room and is not in the open still.
I don't believe you. It's as simple as that. No, I don't believe it's real.
I really do, in this moment, feel bad. This moment won't last long.
That's what I was going to ask. How long is this moment considered?
Very short. But I do want to reconcile with you. I'm not sure that the two biggest names in politics in the world, though, do want to reconcile. Laura Ingraham says she doesn't think they'll ever get back together. The bromance is dead.
Well, I talked to an insider today who said it's irreparable. That was the line. It is irreparable. But yeah, look, Donald Trump will sit down with anybody. So it's correct. Probably not irreparable on Trump's side. But Elon Musk, I mean, again, you run your own kingdom at your companies. You're still a public company. You can't totally do everything. But you're in charge. But look, Donald Trump's in charge, and the Congress is Congress. So you have to deal with the reality of what you have in front Correct. Of you. Trump's a realist. He's, and I love Rand Paul. Everyone loves Rand Paul, but Rand Paul ran for president. I don't know how many times, but if they want to try to run Rand Paul again, I mean, God bless them. I don't think that's going to work.
So the reports are that apparently, and maybe this is just internet chatter, so it could be nothing, but apparently Trump and Musk are supposed to have a phone call this weekend. We'll see. We'll see if that actually happens. You know, I know people like to report gossip, so maybe it's nothing. But here is Trump's response on all of the Elon Musk drama.
President Trump has now responded to Elon Musk on his Truth Social account, and he posted this. Elon was wearing thin. I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, that he knew for months I was going to do, and he just went crazy.
Well, in Elon's defense, he said he wanted them to remove the EV mandate or the EV credits because it actually would help Tesla, and he explained it. But beside the point, yeah, there's definitely a rift between these two guys now, and government contracts are at stake, and things are being pulled left and right. But apparently they're supposed to talk. It does seem strange, and I'm just talking about the personal drama here. We can get into like what the substance of the argument is in just a second. But there's a lot of personal drama here from two of the biggest personalities and most powerful people in the world. So yeah, everybody's paying attention to it, and they want to know what ramifications it's going to have. I read yesterday that Elon actually tweeted out to basically all of Congress, hey, remember, this president's going to be president for another 3.5 years. I will be in your life as possibly a donor for another 40 years. I mean, you talk about throwing down the gauntlet. That's doing it. So can these guys make happy and make good? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. They mostly have a mutual beneficial directional relationship. Like they're going in the same general direction. So I would like to see, and I know the big conservative talking point has been that, well, we want to see these guys get back together. You know, Mike Lee and a lot of guys are out there and women saying, We want to see the bromance continue. That's what's best for the country on the conservative side. So we asked you in the YouTube live chat poll today, should conservatives take sides in Musk versus Trump? Yes, balance the budget. That would be the Musk side. Yes, pass the president's agenda. That would be the Trump side. Or no, they should not take sides in this. We're looking at some of your comments right now. Erica says, I voted no. I still think the debt is so overwhelming. We're all so screwed. Well, that would be a little bit on Musk's side there. I actually, you know, without weighing and trying to get too far into this, I'm still kind of in the Musk camp here. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But there's another comment I wanted to pull up here from right when we put the poll up. Can't vote in the poll. Vicky says, can't vote in the poll because I really don't care. 4.5 months in, and I'm already exhausted by everyone in D.C. Yeah, I get it. We all get it. But this is the stuff that, as we say in this industry, and I don't know if other industries say this, this is how the donuts are made, or this is how the sausage is made. It's kind of messy. And you end up eating it, and you like it, but you don't necessarily want to see the process, but we're watching the process play out on the biggest stage possible. The whole world is watching it. Here's why I still side with Elon on this. And let me put aside the Trump is in the Epstein files thing for a minute, because that, to me, if they're going to have a phone call this weekend, they might have been able to repair. But the minute Trump or Musk comes out and goes, you know why Trump won't release the Epstein files? It's because he's in them. That to me is, okay, this ain't going to happen. These guys are done. How do you repair from that? Because now that's a completely separate issue that Trump is going to have to deal with and should deal with. I've seen people saying, and we probably have clips in here that I'll get to in a minute, that say, yeah, Trump will have to address this now. And he should. But that aside, you know, taking it at its core, this is still about the one big, beautiful bill. And the one big, beautiful bill, depending on how you project it, still adds to the deficit. Some projections say that it adds about $500 billion. That's $500 billion every year. But then after a while, it would start going down. After a while is the way congressional math always works, because they want the benefit of it now. And then later, it'll get real good. And then a different Congress comes along later and goes, how about if we change it to make it good for us now? That's the way it always goes. And so I don't trust these people as far as I can throw them to stick with a plan for more than 2 years. But that aside, every estimate says that it's still going to add to the deficit. Now, let me define this, because there are a lot of people that when you even say deficit and debt, you kind of get lost in what we're talking about here. Deficit is how much extra money is going toward the national debt every year. That's how much the government is overspending past what they're bringing in. That's the deficit. The national debt is how much overall that we all owe. And I pulled up a graph. You know, everybody's seen graphs on this. And I think we've gotten to the point of Boy Who Cried Wolf real quickly on the national debt. Because people have been saying my whole life, Ethan, I remember in the 90s, I was in junior high, I had a teacher that was talking about the unbelievable amount of debt our nation was in. And we were just about to crack $10 trillion. That's a lot of money. You know where we are now.
It's tripled.
It has tripled. Actually, it's even more than that, because it's 36, 37 trillion. And the more time that goes by while we're debating the One Beautiful Bill, the more that goes up.
Right.
So that's an argument for the Big Beautiful Bill to pass, because it will actually reduce the rate at which the deficit or the national debt goes up, at least. But it still won't get rid of it. It'll add to it. So here it is. In 1944, you know, we were in World War II. Our debt had gone up, and it spikes right in 1944 because it was almost nothing until then. It spikes to $5 trillion. War ends. It drops back to about $3 trillion. And the amazing thing is, from about 1946 through 1984, it stays at $3 trillion. That's in my lifetime. 1981, I was born. Now, in 1984, you think, well, conservative Ronald Reagan gets in office. What does the debt do? It actually goes up, but it not just over Reagan's second term, because that's his second term, but it goes up from 1984 to 2004. That's over Republican and Democrat presidents, from about $5 trillion to about $10 trillion, maybe $12 trillion in 2004. That's not that long ago. 2004 is within your lifetime too, right?
Right, yeah.
So in 2004, we're sitting in our country at $12 trillion in debt. And if you looked at the graph at that moment, you'd go, wow, it's really spiked within the last 20 years. It was flat for 20, 30 years. And then all of a sudden, wow, we really started growing it. But let me prepare you for what happens after 2004. It goes up a little bit in Bush's second term, up to about when he leaves office, it's at about $13
trillion. Okay.
The minute Obama gets in office, the line almost goes straight up because of all the things that Obama and the Democrat majority, supermajority Senate that he had for 2 years with Obamacare and all of the, I can't remember the name of the bill that they passed. It was like a New Deal, kind of get Americans back to work because we had been in a recession in 2008.
Right.
Bill, it spikes immediately to $20 trillion, like in the first year and a half of Obama's first term. By the time Obama leaves, we're at about just shy of $25 trillion. So it goes up unbelievably over Obama's term. Then, and part of that you can say is because of the recession that we had been in, everybody agreed, oh yeah, we got to get things back on track. Then Trump gets in office, it does go up, and then boom, COVID hits, it shoots up to just about $33 trillion. Right now we're at 36. So that's the short history. But if you, and I'm trying to paint this, it's radio, of course, so I can't like show you this. But I'm trying to paint this picture that basically since Bush left office, 2008-ish, 2009, it has the national debt has gone up so much from about $15 trillion roughly to we're going to be close to $40 trillion by the end of the year. That is so fast, but we've gotten into a place where the boy who cried wolf, like I said, in the 90s, I was hearing this. We've all heard it our whole lives. We're going toward fiscal calamity. We'll never recover. We'll never recover. We'll never recover. We've never really dealt with those problems yet. And so we just keep adding to it because the consequences have never really shown up. But those who know what those consequences are going to be are still sounding those alarms. And people, I got to tell you, we've got to wake up to those alarms because they eventually will catch up to us. And it is going to be nasty. The amount that you paid extra from 2020 to 2022 will look like nothing compared to the inflation. When you start paying into a death spiral of debt, not only does your money become less and less valuable very quickly, but your power goes down. You know, America will not be the superpower that we are. If you like the way of life that you have, we have to deal with this problem. And we have to deal with it right now because the amount of debt we're paying already is $1 trillion a year just in interest on that debt. it gets to the point where you start to have creditors downgrade you so much that not only are you paying that much in interest, but you're paying extra because your credit isn't good. So that's what they call a death spiral. Guys, we have to address this problem. I'm glad, and this is why I'm kind of with Elon on this, and I wish he hadn't gone into the Epstein files and made it so much more dramatic than it needed to be. If he had stuck to just, we've got to deal with the debt, maybe we actually could deal with this thing. Hopefully we do, because I really believe that this is the time that we have to do it. Real quick, before we get to the end of the segment here, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, said that he had a conversation with Elon Musk. Real quick.
I'm going to call Elon right now.
There it is. He's going to go call Elon right now. It's a 1 second clip. I'm like, well, I got to get that in there.
So I'm going to call Elon right now.
Thank you for putting that in the folder there, Ethan. I really appreciate
that.
That's
what I do.
You're going to call Elon right now. All right. Thank you, sir. Apparently, they did have a call. Elon hasn't reported on what that call with Mike Johnson was like, but Mike Johnson did. He said that they had a very good call and that it eased some of Elon's concerns. Now, that's coming from Mike Johnson, not from Elon Musk. That does encourage me a little bit, because one of the things that a lot of other conservatives have said, who've said, no, we do need to pass this bill and deal with the debt a little bit separately, is that that's what Mike Johnson's plan is. That sounds like kind of what Mike Johnson was telling Elon, is we got to get this bill passed, but then we can do a lot more with it to get the deficit down. I still don't love that plan, because you're still kicking the can. But at least they're talking about it. That's my whole point. Hopefully, if you take anything away from this segment, it's that we need to deal with the debt, and we need to be constantly vigilant in talking about that subject, because it's that big of a deal to everything we do in America.
It just sounds like, in your opinion, there's not enough trust still for the people that are in D.C. to, even if they are talking about it, that they're going to be able to get it done or work towards it at some point. Even whether they pass this or not,
you got leverage right now, because you got to pass a new bill.
Right.
You got to pass Trump's agenda. That's almost like a no brainer. But at this moment, there are such slim majorities in both sides of Congress that if you're one or two people, you can kind of throw this thing for a loop. And I kind of like the people that are saying, no, we demand that you still cut more from this. I know that sometimes that'll make me unpopular. That'll make them unpopular. I get people are like, oh, they're just grandstanding. Well, it needs to happen. I'm sorry, but that's my position on this, is that it does need to happen sooner than later. All right, let's take a short break. And hey, since the question of the day is, should conservatives take sides in Musk versus Trump? Yes, balance the budget, that would be the Musk side. Yes, pass the president's agenda, that would be the Trump side. Or no, those are three options. I figure we could open up the phone lines here. And if you just feel strongly about this, if you think I'm way off, that's fine. 314-241-9797. If you think we are not talking about the debt enough as conservatives, not just here, but in general, 314-241-9797. And really anything regarding Musk versus Trump. This is a big American news story, and people across the world are talking about it. So if you have thoughts on Musk versus Trump, we are going to open those phone lines up. And if you want to call, that's totally fine. 314-241-9797. We will be right back.
No, you just want your tax cut. Now, that doesn't apply to most.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Most people, most Jewish people see right through that. But the ones that don't see through it, they just don't really, at the end of the day, they just want that tax cut. And you can see it every day.
James Carville says, people just... Nobody cares about your stupid tax cut. I think people are going to care when they expire. So when you're paying a lot more in taxes. So that is James Carville, though. So I don't know if you necessarily agree with him. We said we were opening up the phone lines, and my apologies. I'm a fill-in host, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing all the time. We had the phones blocked for like most of the break. So if you called in right at the beginning and you're getting a busy signal, it's because we're idiots. But Gene is on the phone. Gene, where are you at with Trump versus Musk?
Well, I think I was suspicious about Musk originally, but I think he's woken up and smelled the coffee. And Trump's ego is so massive, he can't get past, you know, I know everything, when he really doesn't. They're sneaking stuff by him. He doesn't know. He can't see everything. But my concern about this bill is there's other stuff buried in it. There's provisions that for 10 years keep local governments from restricting some of this EMF stuff, like the 5G tower stuff. There's provisions that medical providers like hospitals can give medications to people that are experimental without their permission if it's deemed a low risk. There's other sneaky backdoor stuff that they've stuffed into this. If people want more information, they can go to InfoWars. But and some of the other alternative websites. But there's other stuff they've hung on this bill, and they really need a clean bill to just deal with the financial stuff.
Boy, Gene, it's really hard to keep up with, isn't it? Because I see so many reports like what you're talking about, and then I see other people go, oh, no, and lawmakers say, no, that stuff's being misreported. That's not really in there. And you really don't know who to trust, because these bills, they get so massive that you and I, if we went to read it, we wouldn't even know half of what we were looking at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But I'm concerned that Trump's got people around him that are not committed to his agenda. And he's got the bureaucracy under him. He's done some good things, but he's not God. He doesn't see everything. And some of those people are sliding stuff by him. You know, that's my concern. And all of us out here are trying to survive, so we can't all sit on the internet and read bills all day.
Right, Right. Gene, back to the original question before we let you go here. It sounds like, and tell me if I'm misrepresenting you here, it sounds like you're saying really Musk and Trump are on the same side here, and it's Congress and other, you know, the deep state that's kind of hoodwinking everybody.
I think there's a lot of that, and unfortunately Trump's ego is very tender. You know, he can't bear any criticism or any idea that, you know, he could have missed something, even though they're sneaking it by him. He won't let go of this COVID vaccine thing that nobody wants. You know, the personality is getting in the way, I think.
Mm. Well, Gene, thank you so much for the call. 314-241-9797 if you have thoughts on Trump versus Musk. If you have thoughts on the big, beautiful bill or really anything in between, we're just going to open up the phone lines. One of the things that you know, she was kind of talking about there that I've heard a lot of people say is that really this isn't Musk versus Trump. It's Musk versus Congress, because Congress is the one kind of pushing a lot of the junk that we've heard this and that are still in this bill. You know, part of the Green New Deal is apparently legitimately still in this bill. It shocks me that you couldn't cut that stuff immediately. I mean, that seems like top of the line, just scrape the cream off the top stuff, like get rid of it immediately. But that's still in there. The thing is, though, and again, 314-241-9797 as our phones begin to fill up here. But the thing is, my criticism of Trump is that if he were to come out and say, we have to balance the budget, it would happen. Because he is the train in the room. He is everybody else is a car and he's a train. And boom, he's going to hit you if you're in Congress and you don't go along with his agenda. Because a lot of you got elected because of him. So that's my criticism of Trump in this, is that he actually has not demanded that the budget be balanced. And he could. Let's go to Roger in St. Charles. Where are you at with Musk and Trump and everything in between?
Hi, I'm on the side of Donald, because I don't believe that you're accurate in saying that Trump could just say balance the budget and get it passed, because it's so tenuous a margin in the House. But I do have a suggestion that could help the Senate and Donald get things passed, and that is to baby boom the debt. I believe that if we provide an incentive, there are $43 trillion of pre-tax money in accounts across the United States. Many of those dollars are in baby boom generation accounts that will soon or are now required to do RMDs. If there was an incentive put in the big, beautiful bill to advance a conversion or distribution in respect of the RMDs, or even if the incentive was strong enough, it could incentivize people not yet at retirement but getting close, we could potentially bring trillions of dollars forward to balance the budget by those conversions and distributions.
Roger, I like the creativity. Isn't that kind of a one-time boom, though? You get people to retire once, and then you kind of back where you were?
Well, no, I don't believe so. I don't believe so, because if you change the debt profile of the United States, we get our AAA bond rating back, interest rates on our bonds would go down, we would potentially influence it. By the way, with $43 trillion, it's conceivable you could get $3, $5, $10 trillion worth of debt reduction now. Like this year.
Yeah.
There's also an idea of a Trump MAGA bond, which could be a special 3-year incentive instead of the 5-year Roth conversion, or some other incentive that's creatively structured. And I'd love to help. I've tried to get this message to Donald and Elon. I've sent it to them. But I love the fact that I'm able to tell you this.
Well, Roger, Brad's on vacation, but I will call him and tell him to make a reel out of this call, and then we will send it to the White House.
I love it. Thank you so much. To change the game. And by the way, this is selfish, too, because I've had my mother and brother die, and I've got RMDs to deal with. And I do it all at once if I could get a break on doing so. Now, the other thing is that the tariffs potentially complicate that matter, because if tariffs replace a lot of income taxes, the whole tax incentive structure is going to change. So there's some dynamics. Donald's doing a great job. By the way, I do respect Elon, but I think his ego and his billions of dollars are getting in his way. And Trump's points on the factors that have contributed are real. Well, thank you so much for letting me call.
Roger, thank you so much for the creative proposal. I really like the outside the box thinking there. One thing that you know is an argument in your favor, Roger, is that if we do some sort of, you know, Howard Lutnick, I'm a big fan of the guy. I'm a big fan of his proposals too, because he thinks outside the box too. He's talking about trying to get us sometime, I think probably next year. I don't think this will happen this year. Into a place where we've got an understanding of what the tariffs are bringing in, and that could offset the income tax for people making under $200,000. That's another argument for doing something right now that would be kind of a stimulus to get people to retire and bring more money into the federal government quickly right now instead of next year if we're dealing with income tax. You're right, Roger. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mark from Golden Eagle, Illinois. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
What do you think about this whole spat between Trump and Musk?
It's childish, but I think it's also planned. Musk, Tesla stock was tanking when he was siding with Trump. And I think that by him breaking away from Trump and kind of and focusing more on Tesla and him feuding with Trump is actually raising his stock up now. But also, when it goes to the big, beautiful bill, I think it's a scam. I think it goes back to those days where Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And I think this is the Republicans' version of that. And it's just the same. It's two wings of the same bird, you know, kind of mentality. And that's what our government's pretty much become.
Yeah, the Uniparty, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it. You do have some of those representatives like Massey and Chip Roy and stuff who eventually end up caving in, but at the same time, you know, they're actually bringing up good points, and even Rand Paul. And I mean, that's kind of my libertarian mindset was siding with them guys and actually bucking the system. And Trump's now part of the system, and you know, and I voted for the guy. I voted for the guy three times, and I reluctantly, but you know. It's the lesser of two evils, and either way you look at it, it's the same evil.
You know, Mark, I hope you're wrong about that, and I think you probably hope you're wrong, that Trump is not part of the system, because that's one of the reasons that you vote for the guy, is that he's going to go in there and basically brass-knuckle the whole thing, knock stuff down, and so far he's been doing that. I think it's just this point, and tell me if I'm wrong here about what you're saying, but it's just this point about the deficit that really is the sticking point for me, because I like a lot of what's in his bill.
I like a lot of what's in it, but at the same time, it's increasing your debt. And our credit rating just got downgraded. Yeah. So why are you increasing your debt? I mean, that's like me maxing out a credit card and going out and getting another credit card with the same amount of debt.
Mark,
it just doesn't work.
Let me ask you this. Did we lose you? Mark? Oh, sorry. Here we go. Mark, Mark, before we let you go here, I don't hope we didn't lose you there. Let me ask you this. If you think this was planned, because I've seen a lot of people talking about this, like, you know, this was something that they got together and said, let's fight and do this so that we can accomplish something, you know, and you said with Elon, it would be, well, it would affect his stock price. It would get him kind of out of the White House and get him back into the private sector. And that's good for him. How does this benefit Trump if this was planned?
No matter what Trump does, like he says, he can cure cancer and they'll still be against him. You know, it's not benefiting Trump. It's more or less Musk taking a step back to boost his stock. And I think he's told Trump that, hey, I'm going to buck you here. You know, let's have it out, you know, whatever. And I think there is some truth to what Musk is saying. But I think there's a lot of what Musk is saying as far as, like, you know, you brought me in to do this and yet you still increase the spending. It doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, and I think Trump respects that, but he's like, hey, my stocks are tanking and I need to do something, so I need to step away here. And, you know, that's just my conspiracy theory and my tinfoil hat coming on.
Well, Trump will definitely do just about anything to be the headline. I'll agree with you on that. Mark, thank you so much for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
All right, take care. One more thing, you know, before we went into this segment, I said, oh, we had the phone accidentally blocked at the beginning of it, and that's because Ethan and I were just sitting here talking. And actually, we're talking about this clip from Charlie Kirk. I'm going to play this.
We wish that we had more cuts. This bill still cuts hundreds of billions of dollars, $1.6 trillion total, but we only have a 3-seat majority in the House of Representatives. So you're starting to see a little bit of a collision.
Okay, so at the beginning, in the last segment, I was talking about the national debt versus the deficit. And when we were playing, or we were talking about that clip that Ethan cut for me today, Ethan, you had a question about it. And I, just real quick, I think, ask that question again, because I want to clarify if people are misunderstanding what we're saying.
Yeah, I was just confused because I've heard people say that, you know, this adds to the deficit, it adds to the national debt. But then I'm hearing Charlie Kirk saying that trillions are still being cut in the midst of this bill. And I was just confused on, you know, how can those two be true at the same time?
Thank you for repeating it, because I think that's a great question. Charlie Kirk is right. And actually, congressional Republicans are right. They are actually reducing the amount of debt that's happening. So right now, without the big, beautiful bill, we're adding about $2 trillion to the national debt every year. That's $2 trillion in deficit. What the big, beautiful bill does is it reduces that to about $500 billion. So you're still not balancing it, but you're not adding as much as quickly as you were. So he's right. They have cut a lot, but they haven't cut it down to net zero, which ultimately is, always has been in my lifetime, a major conservative principle that we would get rid of the national debt. Well, we're not even talking about getting rid of the national debt. We won't even balance the budget now. Mm-hmm. So that's why, to me, this is the biggest issue. It's why Elon Musk has thrown down the gauntlet and said, enough's enough. This is a big enough issue that we have to deal with it. His quote constantly that he said, I don't know if he said it in the last couple of days, is that if the ship of America sinks, we all sink. And this is the kind of stuff he's talking about. If the money, if the investment that you're trying to make, I mean, the tariffs, all that stuff, but if your currency doesn't hold its value, then everybody's going down. And unfortunately, because we're America, it's not just Americans that would go down. I care most about Americans because I am one. But the whole world would fall if America falls. All ships will be affected. The ship of America sinks. Everybody sinks. All right, let's take a short break. Thanks for the calls. Appreciate that. The YouTube live chat poll today, it's based on this. Should conservatives take sides in Musk versus Trump? Yes, balance the budget. Yes, pass the president's agenda. Or no, we shouldn't take sides at all. Lots of people weighing in online. You're free to do that as well. You can find us on YouTube streaming live today and answer that question. Coming up next with Ethan, it's the Bee or Not the Bee.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you like supernatural stories, I love them. Anytime I come across one that's cool and, you know, can be sort of verified, because that's the key with all these things is, can you verify them? A lot of times that's, can you verify the person? Because you can't really, you know, determine whether an angel visited somebody or not. Like, scientifically, how do I prove that? But you can prove a lot of stuff around it. And I've got a couple stories that I want to share with you in the 2 o'clock hour. So come back at 2 o'clock if you would like to hear a couple of those. I did a couple yesterday. It's actually, I'll just tell you what it is. It's more of those celebrities who cheated death and had death experiences. I just find it fascinating. And I told you the one yesterday about Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx. Well, I've also got, let me see, this is the longest tease in history.
I'm so excited.
Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue has a really good one. Tracy Morgan has a really good one. And then Al Pacino and Burt Reynolds are in there. Theirs aren't as good, but I'll share a couple of those really good ones. Anyway, it's time for the B or not the B.
Oh, wicked! The B or not the B.
As presented by Ethan.
You know, I like the days where I get to host the B or not the B because I don't have to hear my stupid intro.
Your disappointed
Otherwise,
intro?
Yeah, my disappointed intro, which I've, you know, yesterday I really feel like I let it rip. I let it loose on you.
You let it rip?
Like, stupid mouth and your stupid face. a lot of word stupid being thrown
your
way.
Yeah, you did call me stupid a lot, but then you also just said you let it rip on air, so.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay, so the B or not the B, this segment is where you, the listener, have to decide if the article title and description that I'm reading is real or satire from the Babylon Bee. So we'll go ahead and get started with this one. President Trump torches Tesla dealership.
I saw this one and I thought, you know what? That's probably not too far off from the truth, but that's the bee.
It is the bee. Firefighters were called to the scene after several eyewitnesses claimed to have seen President Trump setting fire to a local Tesla dealership this morning. The event seems to coincide with a bitter public falling out between Trump and Musk over a spending bill currently moving through Congress. I thought we were friends, Elon. What happened to us? President Trump reportedly cried as he lobbed a Molotov cocktail into a windshield of a 2025 Tesla Model 3. I never liked Teslas. I always thought they were third-rate cars anyway. And everything in them is computer. I hate computers. Many people don't know that, but I actually hate them. They're terrible, frankly.
As with a lot of Babylon Bee stories, the picture of that's really funny.
It is.
It's his back.
This is the beauty of AI.
Looking at this giant fire.
He's chucking a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, is he throwing it? I couldn't remember.
It's on fire, but he is in the midst of chucking it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, I love the AI that they use, but I also, you know, I wish I would have had more time for this. You know, these quotes, especially from Trump specifically in these articles, I love to throw them into AI and have them actually telling you that he said it. Those ones are the funniest with AI and how good it is these days. They sound pretty real with Trump specifically. So, okay, on to the next one here. Hamas agrees to surrender if Europe will just take Greta Thunberg back.
That's the B. You had me until Greta Thunberg.
It is indeed the B. The tables were turned on the infamous terrorist organization today, with horrified Hamas agreeing to a full and unconditional surrender to Israel if Europe would agree to take Greta Thunberg back. The well-known left-wing activist was said to be en route to Gaza by sea to make her presence felt in peace negotiations between the two warring sides, leaving Hamas scrambling to do whatever was necessary to stave off her arrival. "Please don't let it happen. We will do whatever it takes to keep her away," said Hamas spokesterrorist Abu Mohammed Zahir.
I saw real reports of her possibly supporting Palestine.
Yes.
But was there any truth to her traveling there?
Not that I have seen.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I saw a clip that went pretty viral of her saying F Israel, I think is what it said, which, you know, it's kind of funny thinking of young Greta Thunberg and how shy and nervous she was. Remember that video of her, like, even in the same room as President Trump, and she, like, hid behind someone because she was so afraid?
It's kind of strange because she's, you know, when you see somebody behind a camera, you don't really have any idea of how tall or short they are.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is very tall. Elon Musk is too, actually. Scott Bessent is too. But when you see them next to somebody else is when you realize how tall or short they are. And that was a weird clip. And I think it was accidental that Trump happened to be walking through a mezzanine at the same time as Greta Thunberg was walking out of one.
Yeah.
And you saw the difference in the height between those
two. Well, at that point, she was probably, what, 12?
Well, this wasn't that long. This was during the campaign season. This was 2023.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different video then. Okay.
This was only a couple years ago. And she actually looked mad at him. Probably because she hates him in general, but also because all the press was there to see him.
Yeah.
And I think she was doing something too, and nobody was following her at all.
I think it's funny in general how, like, the view of, like, who she is kind of changed, because originally it was this young girl who, you know, you almost kind of feel bad for a little bit. It's like, okay, this is ridiculous. Like, she's clearly, someone is sharing this with her, and she'd done some research, I'm sure. But, and now it's like, okay, she's old enough to where it's like, okay, just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
dude?
She's an, like, adult now. She's like 21 or something. Yeah. And she's got a mega empire.
Hey, good for her.
She makes a lot of money. She does a lot of speaking engagements. I would love to look up her net worth because it's significant.
On to the next one here. CNN commentator tells Scott Jennings that Americans should pay for the health care of undocumented citizens.
That's real.
Unfortunately, this is real. And, you know, Scott Jennings on CNN going on with Abby Phillip. I believe this was last night. And we have a small little clip from it here.
Everyone deserves health care.
Even illegals?
Every single person in the world deserves
Just for the record,
care.
As a candidate, you're for illegal aliens getting Medicaid.
I think everyone in the world deserves
That's a yes.
Care.
That's a yes.
I'm such a
That's
monitor.
A Democratic
I mean,
position.
It is a yes, but yeah. I mean,
it's a Democratic position. Illegal aliens should get Medicaid.
But I mean,
How is it controversial?
Why was it controversial that they didn't want someone to die in the hospital if they can't afford it?
Who do you think pays for health care when undocumented people show up at a hospital? Who pays for that?
We all pay for it.
Exactly. Including undocumented people because they actually contribute.
That's the point.
So anyway, you get the picture there of
amazing.
The round table arguing. And that was actually an Illinois congressional candidate. I'm blanking on her name. Kat Abu Ghazala was her name that he initially asked that question to, and then Bakari Sellers was there.
Well, she's running Chicago; she's going to win regardless.
She's a lock, right?
Jeez. So unbelievable!
It's amazing.
Well, that's
almost,
people voting.
Almost no words
for your benefits in Illinois. That's what they spend on.
They clearly care. They care, Ryan.
It's amazing to me. Just real quick side point: whenever the debate is, we should have universal health care. I can't stand it. And it's become so commonplace that I almost forget what we're talking about. But the word healthcare is so inappropriate in that context, but because what they're talking about is health insurance. You're not talking about healthcare. If you or anybody shows up at a hospital, they can't refuse you treatment. So we actually already have universal health care. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of who's paying for it. That's health insurance, not healthcare. We already have universal health care.
Well said, Ryan Wiggins. Okay, we have time for at least one more here, and I had to get a sports one in, Ryan. Rockies rewarded for 10th win with pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's the B.
That is the B, indeed.
Have they really only won 10 games?
They just won their 10th game. They had, prior to the weekend, they had won 9, and they swept the Miami Marlins. So now at last I checked, they're at 12.
Can we call this the Wiggins curse? I went to Coors Field right at the end of last season.
It may very well be. And yes, we can call this the Wiggins curse.
And I said, right, I hope there. This team never wins again. When I was there.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe I said that. I probably did.
It's a pretty intense thing to wish upon an entire city. It is Denver, though, so here, I'll read this real quick. Staff at a local Colorado Chuck E. Cheese were recently overrun by a horde of whooping, excited Rockies players eager to celebrate their team's 10th win. According to Linda Ganzi, who works at the Chuck E. Cheese, the Rockies had a grand old time winning tickets and shouting, "We got 10! We got 10! Our coaching staff would never let us do stuff like this," said Rockies hitter Hunter Goodwin. "They've always told us we could have a pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese as soon as we get 10 wins, but I can't believe we actually did it."
Look, we joke, but Chuck E. Cheese is a fun place.
They are on pace for the worst season in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, no, they're doing terrible. I'm just saying Chuck E. Cheese is fun.
I was saying something completely.
Yeah,
completely
Chuck E. Cheese is a fun place. That's the only point separate that I want anybody to take away from this segment. All right, thanks. Good job, Ethan. You're running the board. You're doing all the sound at the same time.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm amazed. All right, come right back. We're going to do, what did I miss?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.